we do. Every single weekend on these airwaves. My name is Casey Steve, the voice of your valley. On Merced's News Talk Station, 107.3 FM, 1480 AM, KYOS, this is Citizen Watch. Come on! As you Merced. LeGrand. Planada. Los Baños. Dos Pios. And our favorite little dairy community. Out there on the west side, that's right. You know what I'm going to say? Gustin, that's right. Some people say Gustin. You're saying Gustin. You're saying it wrong. If you're not Portuguese. Anyway, here we are, Saturday morning, the bonus half hour, I promised you. Three shows. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? 1st of July, full of vim and vigor. After being down for a while, I thought I had the COVID, but the test said no. So I believe the test. Let's see. What are we going to go out with here? Dave Luna. Oh, baby. Yeah, Dave Luna has a staff. And I don't. You don't want to miss Dave cruising with the big kahuna if you can afford it. Gas is only, what, $7, $8 a gallon? Seems like it's come down a little bit, though. It was $5-something over at the Costco. Jockeying in there for position. Diesel, though, hasn't come down at all. It's still up there hovering up around right under, what, $8, $7? It's just crazy. Just crazy. Absolutely nuts. I don't, this economy, it's going to get worse before it gets better, folks. I hate to tell you, we're in for another 18 to 24 months of pain. GDP predicted to be at zero. Our growth, just not really looking good. So other than MID giving us a little more water in their water allotment, what else can you look forward to? Other than the November elections, hopefully things will change then. A lot of things coming up in the elections. Of course, some city council seats on the ballot, both in the city of Merced and the city of Atwater, other cities, I'm sure. We have 6 incorporated cities here in the county. We usually cover Atwater and Merced. We don't mean to not look at the other 4, but I don't know what's going on over there. Livingston, lots going on. I need a whole show just to keep up with Livingston. I don't know if it's a sandy soil or what happens out there. Of course, Foster Farms changing hands. We were talking about, before we get too far off the subject, we were talking about the last city council meeting, city of Merced. There's going to be a new one coming up July 5th, Tuesday after the holiday. But the last one was held on, when was it? June 21st. Everybody was there. All the council members were there. It was nice to see them. 4-plus-hour meeting. A couple of meetings ago, I remember Delray Shelton, Councilman Shelton, tried to float having shorter meetings. That went down like the Hindenburg. That thing didn't last at all. But again, a 4-hour meeting this time. And Monday, with an 11-page agenda summary. I'm sure it's going to be long, too. But we were playing in the last couple of segments in the 8 a.m. hour, some of the comments from the public, demands from the public, threats from the public about affordable housing being in the budget, being a part of the budget, and it was just a matter of how much. What got in was $500,000. Nobody knows what an affordable housing trust fund really is. Is it to help you with the rent? Is it to help you buy a house? Is it to make a down payment? Is it to, you know, what is it? And when you look at $500,000, I mean, you're going, well, what the hell can you buy with $500,000? You know, not even one house. I don't know how much rent. I mean, how long? Is it forever and ever? Who applies? Who's going to get in on that? It's kind of like this little $500 spiff the city's trying to give folks if you were a, quote-unquote, an essential worker impacted by the pandemic. Now, first of all, who wasn't impacted by the pandemic? And try to tell somebody they're not essential. So I don't know. It's a really subjective thing, and I think it kind of is an end around. It's an end around by folks that are on the defund the police movement. And you'll hear some of the comments that I'm going to play, right now, that are very pointed about that, talking about, quote-unquote, bloated police budgets, quote-unquote, they don't do anything for us now. And public safety is a house, folks, and a house is a right, and, you have to pay for it. You, the taxpayer. If you don't have a house, hey, a free house is coming someday if these folks get their way. So let's get right back into the comments. Again, these are from some of the more radical, the more hardened community organizers out there, the folks that are fomenting the distrust, the hatred, the vilification of the development community of people with money, trying to start a class envy, you know, the have and the have nots type of thing, instead of promoting education, self-determination, and upward mobility through home ownership, which is really what I think should be done. So, hey, here we go. Some more comments from the public at the last city council meeting discussing the budget and quote-unquote affordable, a loose term if it is one at all, what affordable housing is or what it should be here in the city of Merced. Here we go.
So hello, everyone. My name is Callie Flores. I use she, they pronouns. And for the 3 minutes that I'm up here, I want every single one of you to please make eye contact with me so that I know that you're really listening to every single word that I'm about to say. I've been a sexual health educator for about 6 years now. And in those 6 years, I've had to counsel many youth and teens as young as 11 years old. And they're crying to me because their parents have kicked them out of their home because they're transphobic, because they're homophobic. And I'm going to uplift the message that we've talked about before. They've had to sell their bodies. And it's not just selling their bodies. They are actually actively being raped. They are young. They are kids. They can't consent to this. They don't want to. They are having to do this just so that for one night, they have a roof over their head, so that they can sleep in a bed with a blanket, so that they can eat dinner and have clean water to drink. That is not okay. It's so heartbreaking, and I want to do everything in my power in that moment while I'm holding them and they're crying in my shoulder, and I can't do anything. I want to give them my money, but I can't. And you all have that money to protect these kids, to help them, to save them, because they can't do anything for themselves. Okay? It is so sad seeing them broken. And if you up here, if this is making you uncomfortable talking about it and hearing about it, imagine all the psychological trauma and physical abuse and sexual assault that they have to endure every single day, every single night, just to survive, just to see the next day, just to end up on the street all over again and do it all over again. You can put the money into a youth wellness center, into affordable housing, instead of criminalizing their bodies by putting the money into police. That's not what they need. What they need is safe homes, stability, constants. That's what they don't have, and that is what is required of them to grow up and not lose their bodily autonomy. They're going to end up traumatized. These are kids. Please help them. Please. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Garamendi. Next speaker. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Fu Zhong. Gender pronouns, he, him, his. I grew up here in Merced, right across the street from Golden Valley High School. And in those affordable apartments on Allen Court, my family came to the United States as refugee when I was 1 year old. We did not speak English. We knew nothing. We were in every social programs here, from WIC to Medi-Cal to food stamps and affordable housing. And thanks to all the social programs that existed to help us, we are where we are now. If we did not have affordable housing, if we had to live on the streets, our lives would be so much different. My sister is a doctor. Two of my sisters are registered nurse. And my brother and I, we would not be engineers if not for everything invested in us, into helping us, ensuring we became who we are today. And that is what our youths are asking for us to invest in them. And it's not so much to ask for. And that is what this council is failing to understand. Our youths are facing unprecedented times, and they need our city. That the time is now to invest in our youths. When our youths come here and ask you to invest in them with a youth wellness center and youth housing, and you tell them to go pound sand, you're depriving them of their future. The time is now to commit to affordable housing. When residents voice their stories of how difficult and expensive living in Merced is, and you refuse to invest $5 million into an affordable housing trust fund that would be matched dollar for dollar by the state to support those struggling with housing, You are failing your residents. Invest in our youths now. Invest in affordable housing now. Mr. Mayor, you have said $500,000 is a drop in the bucket and will do nothing. So invest a significant amount. Invest $5 million. Tonight, you make the decision to stand with our community or not. To quote Killer Mike, the time is now. The time is not in the future. The time is not some abstract time. The time is not something that might be. The time ain't something that could be. The time ain't nothing that should be. It ain't tomorrow. It ain't the day after. It ain't coming next week. The time is now.
Next speaker.
Hi, my name is Gabriela and I live in District 6. I'm a youth organizer with Power California Action. I'm a part of a youth team that has been canvassing in District 6. And I've had conversations with more than 796 voters in our city. 88%, 698 voters are in favor of Merced City Council investing general fund dollars into a youth guaranteed housing program, a youth wellness center, and an affordable housing trust fund. I support affordable housing and youth wellness. The mayor himself has addressed that there is a spike in individuals who are unhoused. Individuals in our community deserve better. They deserve to have their basic needs met. And that includes access to shelter and proper care. Today was 102 degrees. That is unsafe conditions for anyone. People deserve to have their basic needs met, and denying them their safety is cruel, and we will take actions for your negligence. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next speaker. Chrissy, good evening.
Hi, everyone. Hello, community and council members. My name is Crisantema Chrissy Gallardo. My pronouns are she, her, ella. I'm a campaign strategist with Power California Action and have been organizing in Merced for 10 years now. I grew up in this community and I am proud to be living in Merced. No matter what we look like, how much money we have in our wallets, or which district we live in, we all want a place we can call home. But in Merced, housing prices are rising faster than our wages as greedy corporate landlords and the politicians, elected officials who support them, rig the rules to hoard more profits for themselves while our working class families struggle to keep a roof over our heads. Our homes in Merced County have been ranked the 15th most unaffordable county in the U.S. The time is now to make big, bold investments in young people's future a priority and change the conditions of young people's lives. We must come together, Merced City. We must come together, Merced City, our community, and even our local schools to ensure that everyone has guaranteed access to safe, stable, and a place to call home. Black, indigenous people of color have been harmed by racist housing policies for over 100 years. Lawmakers and housing developers literally locked black and brown people out of homes and entire neighborhoods through racist policies of the past. For too long, predatory landlords who don't even live in this city have raised our rent and made it impossible for many of us to stay in the neighborhoods and homes we love. The city of Merced doesn't have to repeat the mistakes of the past by making the same decisions that left youth and working families behind. Instead, we call on all of you to have courage to care and choose to invest in youth wellness and an affordable housing trust fund. We've been showing up to Merced City budget hearings and will continue to show up. We're asking that the city council put our local tax dollars into an affordable housing trust fund and invest into youth wellness, because the young people I work with know that the safest places have the most resources, not the most cops. When we have access to affordable, high quality and sustainable housing, we are less likely to experience violence, including emotional and sexual abuse. This is especially true for anyone in immediate danger where they sleep at night. Everyone deserves a home, regardless of the ability to pay rent. Yet when people can't afford rent, Merced officers enforce evictions. We'd all be safer if Merced reallocated funds from Merced Police Department's bloated budget to help people pay rent. And if the city ensured there was very low income housing units built across the city, not just in South Merced. My aunt, who is a farm worker, wants to live in North Merced to be closer to the hospital, to be closer to Sprouts when it opens, and to actually have access to fresh groceries. It's Pride Month this month, and I want to remind the council that LGBTQIA people experience higher rates of poverty and homelessness. This destabilizes their lives, putting them at risk of facing violence, including police violence.
Time's up.
Invest in housing, not more cops, because cops aren't keeping anybody safe in this city.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Next speaker.
Don't worry, Chrissy, I'm here to continue for you. All right, hello, my name is Natalie. My pronouns are they, them. I live in District 1 and I'm a team lead with Power California. I'm here to support or in support of allocating our tax money to a housing trust fund, youth wellness center, and a youth housing programs. When I was in high school as a student at Golden Valley with 99 Roots, we surveyed 288 MUHSD students and found out that top priority for those students is a youth wellness center. We then met with Golden Valley Health Clinic staff and showed up to school board meetings to demand that they create wellness centers. The largest federally qualified health center is willing to work with y'all to make wellness centers happen. They even shared that they would be willing to have providers and staff who could be present. The other day we canvassed in Mayor Serrato's neighborhood, including his home, and he said it was a responsibility for our schools. I dream of a Merced city where my elected officials are proactive and come up with quick, safe solutions, not just shift blames to other governing bodies to avoid taking accountability for the damage we see every day as young people who have been directly affected by your choices due to the lack of these resources. Now, as a college student, I continue to be active. We surveyed Merced College students. 100% of those students believe that their academic performance at Merced College would improve if they could secure permanent, safe, and affordable housing. 60% of them have struggled to attain housing. Now more than ever, Merced City Council must invest in a truly affordable and accessible housing trust fund and youth wellness center. We believe it's your collective duty to invest in youth wellness. And for us, it's a matter of life or death, and we need those solutions now. Once again, the safest communities are the ones that have accessible resources that are available to them. Not more police funding, not funding in admins' pockets, especially when we have no idea who you're serving anymore. All I need to say is, if housing isn't secure, neither is your seat. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So let's finish it up. We don't have much time with some of the comments by the city council. Bertha Perez, Kevin Blake, Sarah Boyle, and finishing up with Fernando Echevarria and some very pointed comments about what's going to happen in November and how much they have been a part of bringing affordable housing to you since they have been elected. I just want to know who they are.
Councilmember Perez.
I really think that $500,000 isn't enough. Not trying to put you on the spot, but even you said it, Mayor, that $500,000 was just like throwing a bucket of water at a forest fire. So I hope that we can add more money to it. I'm not opposed to the $5 million, but I mean, we should try and add more to it because it's our duty. But at the end of the day, we also need to remember that everybody up here has been trying hard to find the money for the affordable housing, and we're here to try and find a solution that the university did create. I think we heard somebody speak earlier saying that when they brought UC here, that they didn't hold them accountable for building affordable student housing. And now we are in this crisis. So please know that we are trying to find a solution. If it were up to me, if I knew where to get the $5 million, I wouldn't have no problem giving the $5 million. But with that being said, everybody up here doesn't want to have the housing crisis. We are looking for solutions, and we are hoping to be able to find some policies to hold the UC accountable, to force them to build some affordable housing, to bring some relief to the crisis that we're having today. And I wouldn't mind raising the $500,000 to at least $2.5 million. If you can't give them the $5 million, let's meet them in the middle.
Thank you, Bertha. Mayor Pro Tem Blake.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, to Jesse's point, I'm not going to belabor this either. We've talked about this extremely extensively in detail a lot. I think it's a decent budget. Again, for all the reasons I've mentioned prior, possible recession, the allocation for ARPA that's unspent. I think the budget's good, and I won't support any additional allocations for housing from the general fund. So that's where I stand. Okay.
Councilwoman Boyle.
Thank you. So I still stand with the comments that I made at the previous council meetings in regards to the budget. some other comments I just wanted to mention is, you know, we approved in the last year and a half close to 1,000 affordable units. They aren't even online yet. I don't want to start putting more money into a trust fund without seeing these units come online to really see what impact those are going to do to the city. You know, a lot of people that came up tonight, they're saying, police and fire, they're the services, they don't happen for poor people. I mean, I went on two ride-alongs when I was campaigning. When they get a 911 call, they're going all over the city. They're not looking at a map, say, oh, you know what, we can't go there. And I think it's just a false judgment to make. And I just don't agree with that. You know, someone also mentioned, you know, they're supporting themselves at 23 with three jobs. That was me at one time. And I think that's a story that a lot of people don't know. When I bought my house, I was working three jobs at a time. And not to say it's like, look at us up here. You know, you work hard. You don't. I didn't go out there looking for, I was busy working, not going to, you know, being able to go to council meetings, but I was able to do it for myself. And it was something that was my goal. So I know that there's a lot of comments out here. You guys might not think that we don't want affordable housing, but every time a housing project comes up here for affordable housing, we all approve it. When we're talking with people, we always bring up affordable housing needs to be within these plans. So we are in full support of it. But regarding the budget, I am fine with it, with how it is.
Okay, Bertha.
I wasn't going to speak, but when I hear my colleague saying that we approved 1,000 houses, affordable housing, she failed to tell you that we hadn't built none since 2014.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, but we had a different council at that time. We're a different council now, and I think that's what's changing.
I didn't address Sarah. I addressed you guys. But Sarah, regardless of the council we have, we still hadn't built no affordable housing since 2014.
Okay. All right. Good job. Anybody else? All right. So again, we've been through this, been through a long process. I'm in support of this budget. It's not a perfect budget. There's no perfect budget, but it does advances a lot of goals, does a lot of good things. And we got to make hard decisions up here. Looking at what we've done, and obviously the housing narrative has dominated this past year. Just today alone, 632 affordable units on the agenda. Just today alone. So we have our commitments, and plus we've had other projects. So 632 units funded and moving and on this agenda. Plus other units that have already further advanced as well. Roughly probably 1,000 bedrooms plus just on the agenda tonight. We dedicated a lot of money out of ARPA, $6.5 million, attracted a $2.5 million first-time home buyer credit. We've been extremely active in securing state and federal funding for housing, too, tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars. So I think to say this council hasn't done anything on housing is I think the facts really contradict that. So, again, I'm supportive of this budget, and at this time, if anybody would like to make a motion or if there's any other...
Yes, thank you. And I might add that a lot of those housing projects did not start until we got elected. Me, Jesse, and Bertha. Okay. Prior council members that were at large elected were not representing the districts. We didn't even talk about districts when I got elected in 2018. Now we do. So I might add also that in November, things are going to change drastically.
And with that, we're out of time for this edition of Citizen Watch. So again, things are going to change drastically, and this is why elections matter. So we're out of time. Bonus half hour. We'll pick it up next week. There'll be another council meeting to talk about. I'm sure this issue isn't dead, and we'll bring you the outcome of the two tax measures, Measure H in Atwater, Measure C in Merced, the sales tax measures. See if they're going to be on the ballot. We'll talk about that. But we're out of time. My name's Casey Steed, the voice of your valley. Citizen Watch on Merced's News Talk Station, 107.3 FM, 1480 AM, KYOS. We'll see you later.